आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद, द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू एड्रेस नारी शक्ति वंदन सम्मेलन इन न्यू दिल्ली दिस मॉर्निंग। President Draupadi Murmu to be on a four-day visit to Gujarat and Maharashtra beginning today. Last rites of legendary singer Asha Bhosle to be performed with full state honours at Shivaji Park in Mumbai this afternoon. US military to start maritime blockade of Iranian ports today following President Trump's orders to block the Strait of Hormuz. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat Mumbai Indians by 18 runs in Mumbai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi today. The national level conference is being organized to reinforce the commitment towards greater participation of women in shaping India's development trajectory. It will highlight the increasing role of women in governance and leadership across all levels, from panchayats to parliament. The program will also underscore the importance of enhanced representation of women in decision-making processes. More from our correspondent.
Women achievers from diverse fields will attend the event, along with representatives from different sectors such as government, academia, science, sports, entrepreneurship, media, social work and culture. The Sammelan will highlight the role of women in India's journey towards becoming a developed nation by 2047. In September 2023, Parliament passed the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam to enhance women's representation in legislative bodies. The Act provided for reservation of one-third of seats for women in Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies. With a focus on implementation of women's reservation across the country, a Parliament session will be convened from the 16th of this month. Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that promises to India's women cannot become politics of postponement. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said that today, when it is time to deliver the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, hesitation and questions are being raised. He said that he has written to senior Congress leader and leader of opposition the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Khadge, placing the facts on record and reiterating the urgency of moving forward. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a four-day visit to Gujarat and Maharashtra beginning today. The President will attend the first convocation ceremony of AIIMS Rajkot in Gujarat today. On this occasion, around 50 students from the first batch of AIIMS Rajkot will be awarded degrees. More in this report.
President Draupadi Murmu will attend the first convocation ceremony of All India Institute of Medical Sciences AIIMS Rajkot this afternoon. She will participate in the Samajik Samrasta Mahotsav at Lok Bhavan Gandhinagar tomorrow to mark the birth anniversary of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. On the same day, the President will also attend the fifth convocation ceremony of the Rashtriya Raksha University in Gandhinagar. Mayur Solanki, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
On Wednesday, the President will attend the second convocation ceremony of AIIMS Nagpur and later will be present at the valediction ceremony of the 78th batch of the Indian Revenue Service Income Tax Officers Trainees at the National Academy of Direct Taxes, Nagpur. On the 16th of this month, President Murmu will attend the sixth convocation ceremony of Mahatma Gandhi Antarashtriya Hindi Vishwavidyalaya at Wardha. The last rites of legendary singer Asha Bhosle will be performed at Shivaji Park in Mumbai at 4 p.m. today with full state honours. She passed away yesterday at a Mumbai hospital at the age of 92. Asha Bhosle was admitted to Breach Candy Hospital on Saturday evening due to chest infection and exhaustion. Asha Tai, as the legendary singer was popularly known, was the recipient of the Padma Vibhushan and Maharashtra Bhushan Awards. People can pay their last respects to her at 11 a.m. today at her home, Casa Grand, Lower Parel, where she lived. A report.
In a splendid career spanning over 8 decades, Asha Tai, as she was fondly called, worked with numerous composers and carved her niche in the Hindi film industry. Remarkably, in the first decade of her career, Asha Bhosle sang more songs than any other playback singer. Yeah. renowned composer O.P. Nair is credited with giving her a big break with Tum Sa Nahi Dekha and Naya Daur in 1957. She also worked extensively with stalwarts including Ravi, S.T. Burman, Jaydev, Shankar Jaikishan, Idai Raja and Bappi Lahiri for both film and non-film songs. The 1970s saw her collaboration with composer R.D. Burman, marking the birth of a legendary combination. Composer Khayyam revealed a more lyrical side of her voice. Their collaboration in Umrao Jaan earned Asha Bhosle her first National Film Award. She remained active in playback singing and later collaborated with A.R. Rahman. Asha Bhosle's swift and splendid transition across genre, languages and styles made her the true queen of versatility. Ankita Apte, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. As campaigning intensifies ahead of the West Bengal Assembly elections, Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will be on a whirlwind campaign trail today across Birbhum and Paschim Bardhaman. Mr. Shah will begin campaigning at 12 noon with a public meeting at Pali Mangal Club Ground in Shantia, Birbhum. He will also address another gathering at Khairasol in the same district at Goshto Dongal Maidan Ground. After this, he will address another rally at Khandra Football Maidan Ground in Paschim Bardhaman. In Durgapur, Mr. Shah was scheduled to participate in a roadshow. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress TMC Supremo Mamata Banerjee is also scheduled to hold multiple campaign programs across the state today. According to the party sources, she will hold a rally at Suri in Birbhum district at around 11:30 in the morning. Later, she will hold a rally at Galsi in Burpa Bardhaman. Ms. Banerjee is also scheduled to lead a march in support of her candidates in Bankura. Campaigning has intensified for Tamil Nadu Assembly elections. In our series of constituency profiles, today we take a look at Bodhi Nayakanur Assembly seat in Theni district of Tamil Nadu. The district itself had the privilege of electing three chief ministers of the state. Bodhi Nayakanur is a town nestled in the base of the Western Ghat Hills and is known as India's cardamom capital. We have more from our correspondent.
Theni district has four assembly constituencies and one Lok Sabha constituency. The hilly district has Kolugumalai, the highest tea estate in the world. The Kurangani region is uniquely rich in biodiversity. The legendary Mangaladevi Kandagi temple is situated here. The district has Andipatti, Periyakulam, Bodinayaknur and Kambam assembly constituencies. AIADMK founder MGR was elected from Andipatti in 1984. Late Chief Minister J. Jayalalitha was elected from Bodinayaknur in 1989. Former Chief Minister O. Paneerselvam, who was an interim Chief Minister for three times, was also elected from Bodinayaknur thrice. Presently, he is a sitting MLA. The 75-year-old OPS, as he is favourably called, was the organising secretary of the AIADMK. Apart from being a chief minister, he was expelled from the party. His 52-year-old travel with the AIADMK came to a sudden close on February 27th this year. This will be the first time that he faces the election as a DMK contestant. AIADMK's VT Narayanaswamy and All India Purachi Talaivar Makkal Munnetra Kalagam contestant are in the fray. Joy, Akashvani reporting from Chennai.
Nation pays homage to hundreds of those innocents who were brutally killed by the British officer Reginald Dyer today in the year 1919 at Jallianwala Bagh in Amritsar, Punjab. That massacre had further ignited India's independence movement. Our correspondent reports that Jallianwala Bagh National Memorial Trust is observing the 107th Martyrdom Day in their memory. The U.S. military will start maritime blockade of Iranian ports today following President Donald Trump's orders to block the Strait of Hormuz. According to the United States Central Command, CENTCOM, the blockade will apply to all ships going in and out of Iranian ports and coastal regions. However, ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz to non-Iranian ports will be allowed. In response, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has warned that any attack or attack by mistake by the US or its allies would face a strong reaction. Iran also claims it has full control over the Strait of Hormuz. US President Donald Trump has ordered immediate blockade of the Strait of Hormuz after collapse of peace talks with Iran. Mr. Trump described the move as necessary to stop Iran's extortion and nuclear ambitions and predicted that Tehran would soon return to negotiations on American terms. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian later said Tehran remains ready to reach a balanced and fair agreement to ensure lasting peace and security, but added that the double standards by the United States remain the main obstacle to a deal. The Strait of Hormuz remains one of the world's most critical energy choke points, with roughly fifth of the global oil and significant volumes of liquefied natural gas passing through the narrow corridor each day. Any blockade or military escalation in the area could disrupt global energy supplies, push up oil prices, and raise insurance costs for shipping companies. On the ground, Israel reported carrying out a targeted raid on a hospital in the southern Lebanese town of Bin Jibil, saying armed Hezbollah operatives were inside. The Israeli military said around 21 fighters were killed. Israeli airstrikes also continued across southern Lebanon, with Lebanese authorities reporting civilian casualties. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
Global oil prices jumped above $100 a barrel as energy markets reopened in Asia after U.S. announced blockade of Iranian ports. Global benchmark Brent crude is up by 8.5% at $102.37 a barrel, while West Texas Intermediate is 9% higher at $105.34 a barrel. Major stock indexes in Asia slipped in trade today. The Nikkei 225 in Japan fell by 0.8%, while South Korea's Kospi was down by 1.8%. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Mumbai Indians by 18 runs in a league stage match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing a huge target of 241 runs set by the RCB, the MI managed to score 222 runs at the loss of 5 wickets. For Mumbai, Sharfan Rutherford's unbeaten innings of 71 runs of just 31 balls went in vain. For RCB, Suyash Sharma bagged 2 wickets. In today's fixture, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Rajasthan Royals at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arekal.
Thank you, Pramod. Talks fail. Trump says U.S. will block Hormuz is the headline in the Hindustan Times, while the Pioneer headlines, no U.S.-Iran deal after talks in Park. Trump vows U.S. to block Hormuz. The Tribune headlines, straight to crisis, Trump orders Hormuz block as talks sink. TMC backing plot to cut off Siliguri corridor link, says PM, is a lead story in the Asian Age, while a story in the Hindu says TMC backs Tukde Tukde gang in a parliament and streets, says PM. The papers add that PM Modi said the TMC is intentionally keeping the region underdeveloped. All newspapers have on their front page the passing away of Asha Bhosle at 92. Haan, yahi kahenge hum sada. Ki dil abhi nahi bhara, headlines the Times of India. The paper adds that she sang over 12,000 songs in 20 languages since 1947, paying tributes to the legendary singer in an editorial. The Indian Express says she enriched the idea of the female voice. The paper comments, versatility more often than not is considered proof of competence but not of greatness. For years, Asha Bhosle worked in the shadow of her elder sister Lata Mangeshkar's fame. The route to prove her mettle took her through the leftovers unwanted by other singers. And finally, most newspapers carry the story of Army Hawaldar Sawan Barwal breaking the 48-year-old marathon record on his debut. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Nina. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi this morning. President Draupadi Murmu to be on a 4-day visit to Gujarat and Maharashtra beginning today. Last rites of legendary singer Asha Bhosle to be performed with full state honours at Shivaji Park in Mumbai this afternoon. US military to start maritime blockade of Iranian ports today following President Trump's orders to block the Strait of Hormuz. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat Mumbai Indians by 18 runs in Mumbai. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.